Hey, PFF listeners, you can find us every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. You know Raising Cane's is the best taking chicken fingers. The sauce is killer. I've already hit up the Miami location three times. They've been open like one day. They have been recognized as the number one most craveable sauce and most craveable chicken fingers in the country. Their chicken fingers are cooked to order, served hot, fresh. Make my mouth water just talking about it. I'll probably go grab more now. Also, check this out. As I'm saying, the Miami location now open right on Lincoln Road. They have awesome exclusive Canes Miami merch that you can only get at this location. If you live there, you got to check it out. Visit RaisingCanes.com for details. Satisfy your Canes fix fast by ordering through their app or online at RaisingCanes.com. All right, BFFs, the Tarte influencer
trip. Ooh, Tarte.
The internet was taken by storm by a lavish influencer trip hosted by Tarte Cosmetics in Dubai. The influencers flew business class to Dubai with their plus one, about 50 people total. Each pair stayed in their own private villa. Throughout the trip, they were on different excursions, had fancy dinner parties, photo shoots. Influencers on the trip included Alex Earl, Azra, Aisha Mian, Monet Michaels, Meredith Duxbury, and Zandra Pohl. The only one I recognize out of this, to be honest, is Alex, but...
We had
Tarte.
Aisha on the podcast.
And Azra.
Was she there too?
Yeah, I think they were.
Oh, those they were the both sisters. There.
Yes.
Ellie was
there. Oh, yes, and Azra, yep. Sorry.
Okay. I do know them. I didn't recognize the name. Meredith. While reading them.
She's my friend. She's very nice.
Meredith is your friend?
Yeah, and she's getting a lot of shit for this, which I feel bad because she's like one of the very nice influencers that I know.
So
they're getting shit for going on the trip?
According to this, the internet was quick to say some influencers seem like they didn't really use the Tarte makeup products in their TikToks. Some even look like they disliked the products. Meredith Duxbury, that's your friend.
Yes, Meredith, yeah.
Was one of the people called out for not liking the Tarte products. Meredith Duxbury's TikTok. Let's see it. Is she the one in the orange dress?
Yeah.
Is that why Josh was like,
Probably.
What? What? Guys?
She has a lovely boyfriend.
Yeah, that would have nothing to do with that.
Get ready with me to go ride Jeeps in the desert. I just can't believe my view right now is literally the desert, like right in front of my eyes. This morning we woke up to like animals in our backyard. This needs to be the best beat we have ever done because none of this can come off when I'm riding my Jeep. Using the Tarte Shape Sculpt something? Sculpt tape. That's what it is, you guys. The Sculpt tape. Blend, blend, blend. Okay, I need to bronze a little more. We need to get the shade match going. Also, my eyes will not stop watering, and that's going to be a huge problem. Okay, using Tarte Glow Rush in shade Sunrush.
So basically, she used the Tarte product, and Tarte brought them. It's not Tarte, by the way. Tarte brought them to the desert, and she just went over and used different makeup.
On the end of it?
I don't know. No, that's fair, but it's just Tarte.
Okay. So what are people mad about?
So people are really mad that they did like this super expensive trip to Dubai and then all the influencers that went seemed to not even care or use the Tarte makeup and then just use other products and they're like, what the fuck's going on?
People are throwing a pity party for Tarte?
No, so they think that the United Arab Emirates actually paid for this entire trip and it's like basically a marketing ploy to get people to want to go to Dubai.
Yeah, there's a lot of conspiracies behind this trip.
Okay.
So Tarte was just a cover?
Or they partnered with them and the UAE actually funded the whole thing.
Wait, but don't like travel agencies for countries do this all the time? Like try to show off trips and make it look like, hey, look how cool this is. Come to this country.
Yeah.
But it's more and just the I'm live golf thing, like aspect.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like sport watching except influencer watching.
Yeah.
I'm confused why people are upset about this.
It's just because people weren't actually using the like Tarte makeup and they're
That's different though than what Austin's saying. Austin, because who would care? Like who's gonna cry about Tarte? Like
that's just more evidence for them pointing that this is not actually a Tarte trip.
Because got it. Although I don't really buy that because I'm sure Tarte would rather them. Interesting. But I and I'm not gonna pretend, and it does seem picky choosy, like Josh is saying. Like, sometimes you see lots of complaints, like the LIV, which is Saudi Arabia. Dubai, I feel like people are going to Dubai all the time, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I always see people going to Dubai. I'm just confused, I guess, why this one trip has become an issue where I've seen influencers going like many others like this, or where they get invited out by a brand, and there's no issue on those trips. So I'm not understanding why this is an issue.
Yeah, and this is one of those things. I think obviously everyone has their own set of morals, values, whatever it may be. My guess is 90. I have no idea. Maybe Josh, you or Bree, you guys may know this more than me because I'm just not in this world. I feel like how much do you think do these people get paid or it's just the trip, you think?
No, they're probably, most of them are probably just getting the trip paid for. They're not also getting paid to go do this. Yeah, I think this is 100% the trip. Because you got to think, like, you know, if they're flying them out, like, that's going to be like $10,000.
It says $65,000 per person estimated.
Got it.
Yeah, so, yeah, so they're going to pay them to come out. Like, that's their reward, you know? Their brand deal is they get the trip.
Yeah, so I guess back to the thing. It's like, how many people would be offered that and turn it down? It's so easy to sit like on the sidelines and be like, how would you do that? It's the same thing with LIV Golf. It's the same thing with a lot of things. Everybody's different point, and there's probably different lines in the sand that people would draw. But I've said this, if Saudi Arabia was like, hey, we want to get into the blogging business and like to like improve our image, and we're going to buy Barstool for like $1 billion, I would be on a camel so fast, it would make your head spin. So it's like so easy to just throw stones, but I mean, I don't know. So I don't get the controversy on this. Where would you guys rank these influencers, by the way?
Oh, man, that's rude.
After like this Tarte trip, there were so many more influencers that went on this trip that like no one even saw. But the only ones that people are talking about are like Alex Earl, the Meon twins, and Monet, really. And Meredith. But there was like 30 people there, I think.
Okay. I was just trying to get a feel for it.
I mean, Alex Earl's like ranked them like A, B. Right,
it's crazy. Cost of the trip, that was in the second. And right here below, Beyonce Dubai performance. The day after Tarte trip, Beyonce performed live for the first time in 4 years in Dubai. Beyonce has paid $24 million to perform at the opening of the luxury hotel Atlantis, the Royal, and her performance filled the light fire. Exactly. This is what I'm talking about. Yeah. Like, I didn't hear, were people all over her ass for that?
Everyone said, like, every post I saw, they were like, get your bag, Beyonce. Go get your money, Beyonce. She's a queen. She deserves it. Like, that's everything I saw.
Yeah, and that is just, all these things are sort of like right time, right place. The LIV golfers, Beyonce getting paid. I think WWE goes out there always with controversy.
Yeah, they do.
A shit ton of money. Oh, I don't know.
So much.
It's hard. Yeah,
you know that performance was only like an hour, too, Beyonce's? She just had to do a one-hour performance, $24 million.
It's crazy.
Crazy. Yeah. That's how you get her out there, I guess. They have unlimited money.
Man.
Oh, we're still talking Livy Dunn. Livy Dunn's private story leaked. Livy Dunn's private Snapchat story was leaked where she posted about her situation. Well, yeah, we talked about that because it's not really your close friends. I don't know. I feel like we've had enough of this story.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're over it.
Where does Markel live at with a girl holding a hammer?
Yeah,
that's not great.
No.
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 Yeah, it's bad.
No.
Okay, so we're on Markel's side. Livy Dunn, what are you like? Come on, you can't do that in your close stories. Bryce Hall is a father.
Send that
Bryce
to like maybe one homie.
What?
I said maybe send that photo to one homie, you know? Like maybe
the
one
group
homie.
Chat.
It's the class,
like, for the friends.
Yes, we
not
talked
for the,
about last time. Yeah. Exactly. Yep. Bryce Hall is a father. Bryce Hall had the internet uproar because he tweeted that he was going to be a father and followed up by posting sonograms to his Instagram story. Credit to my guy Austin here. In reality, Bryce is not a father, but just lost a bet to Josh on TikTok Live. Here's why I'm giving Austin credit. We were, I don't know where we were, Nashville maybe?
Yeah.
Driving around when this happened, and Austin was like, no, I saw a couple minutes before Josh tweeted like he's shit. This guy, he don't give a fuck in your back. He'll walk in, out, he don't care. he saw a tweet from Josh saying he shatted himself. And he's like, I know they're together, and I bet they're making bets on posting shit. So good job, Austin.
Nice, Austin.
Yeah, you got us, Austin. You got us. That's what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Without knowing it, he knows you better than maybe we thought here.
Well, that's why I thought no one was going to, like...
People believed it for days.
People believed it for days, man. Like, I was getting calls for days. And
I can't believe people really believe
it. And to be fair, I think Bryce was answering phone calls and telling people, like, yeah, it's real. And he was just like enjoying lying to them. So to be fair, Bryce was out into it. But no, I thought everyone was going to know it was fake because of my tweet. And then also we were live. So it was like people could have easily been on the live. No one really clipped the live. Like the clip of the live didn't go around. So it didn't get figured out for a while. But yeah, that was messed up.
This story, I talked about this on Barstool, the M&M spokes candy story.
This is crazy.
So the M&Ms used to wear stilettos and kind of have a little look to them, like a Bratz doll. There was
to
complaints.
Him? To him?
Huh?
To her.
Her.
To her?
Yeah, her. Her.
You said him.
I said him?
You did say him, for sure.
I don't know.
The green M&M's definitely a girl.
Well, yeah.
I said the M&M used to wear.
You said stilettos?
And then to flats.
Yeah, but you said him.
This is like those commercials where you throw the red flag and you go, look at, we'll see it. It is on record. So if Josh is right, Josh is right, we'll see. The M&M. Right.
Let's get
an M&M
replay.
Sounds like him, to be honest.
We'll check the tape.
Maybe.
Yeah. Oh, maybe that's what I heard.
Miscommunication, maybe.
Now you're making me think maybe you were right and I was wrong. Damn it.
So there, the controversy is this. As it says, let the green M&M be a nasty little slut. So at some point, M&M's decided we're gonna de-sexify the M&M's. We're going to put the green in flats. I think they were even talking making a plus-size M&M, which could be a peanut M&M. Who knows? And people have freaked out both sides.
Yeah.
They're like, what the fuck are you doing? We're that big of pussies now where an M&M can't wear stilettos. And it's just going back and forth to the point M&M's is like, we're done with this shit. Like, we're taking out the M&M's altogether. And Maya Rudolph will now be the M&M spokesman. No more little M&M's.
That's so crazy that people care this much about M&M's.
On both sides.
I know. It's crazy. And M&M should have just kept it.
Yeah. Which one, though? Here's the thing.
They should have just never changed it.
They should have never changed in the first place. They're a chocolate.
It's an M&M.
Stop buying chocolate,
no one's going to fuck an M&M. Like, this is just crazy.
Crazy. The whole thing's crazy. I'm on the right. It's like, I keep saying who cares about either side, but then I do get fired up. Like, once you change it, I would be like, what the fuck is wrong with what you really are, like, that big a place you got to change it?
Yeah.
So.
Maya Rudolph's good though. I mean,
I do like Maya Rudolph.
I do love her.
Yeah, I do like her.
Who doesn't like Maya?
She's hilarious.
That's the crazy thing almost about the story. As much as it fires people up, everyone's like, yeah, but Maya Rudolph.
Yeah, she saved it.
Yeah. She's the only like good thing they did in this entire controversy.
Jaden Stassi Baby's rumors have been swirling around. Jaden Hustler, Kylie's best friend, Stassi Baby, looks like two have confirmed the relationship. Okay. I don't really care. Does anyone care?
Congrats, guys.
He dates. He moves a lot. He's had a lot of girlfriends. Taylor Swift and Za. Taylor Swift posts on her IG story that SZA. Anti-hero SZA is her longest leading song on the Billboard charts. And the same day, Taylor said she has been listening to Za album nonstop. Za.
SZA.
What?
SZA.
SZA. SZA. Like kind of like scissors.
SZA. You know, like SZA. Snip, SZA. SZA responded. SZA. Responding, congratulating Taylor, complimenting Taylor on her album, so they get along. Great. Okay. Great.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Stephen A. Smith on Rihanna. Rihanna fans are not happy with Stephen A. Smith after he said Rihanna is no Beyonce. Bullshit.
Saw that.
Bullshit. Yeah.
I ride or die Rihanna. Rihanna's a real deal. Beyonce is definitely an icon, but she is also, like, to me, hasn't had great music in a long time. I like the song Lemonade, where she's smashing the thing. But I am not a Beyonce fan.
Yeah, I got destroyed.
Do you think Beyonce is more iconic, though?
Yo, Beehive.
You think Beyonce is more iconic?
Yeah, so I just don't speak on Beyonce anymore. But Rihanna is totally up to the stature.
I think that Beyonce is probably more of an icon.
I don't know.
I really don't know either. I would say they're pretty.
I'm not dissing on Rihanna. No, I'm not dissing.
I know.
All I'm saying is that it's hard to say you're an icon like Beyonce.
I think
Rihanna's up there.
Yeah. Like, for people are and so
and that's not dissing. Yeah, that's not dissing Beyonce, because even though she's not my cup of tea, and I think she's the fake sexiest dancer who ever lived.
You think she's a fake sexy dance?
I don't think Beyonce's sexy when she dances. It's all choreographed. And this guy, in and out, in and out, in and out. What, you have to take a dump?
I don't know. You have to take a dump or something, dude? Yeah. Well, you were just asking. You're going in and out.
Because you're in the show again.
No, he did. He just had to fix the camera.
So Beyonce, like, when Rihanna dances, she drips sex appeal.
Oh, my God.
Oozes
yeah,
out of every crazy inch of her body. Beyonce is a programmed robot.
Beyonce's more like in your face, like, give it to you. And Rihanna's more like, sex queen.
Rihanna doesn't have to practice. She can go to a club and be like, holy shit, who's that? Where Beyonce needs to practice. TikTok employees. Fair. Yeah, that's a good observation. TikTok employees can decide what goes viral. Current former TikTok employees confirmed to Forbes. They select employees have the ability to boost videos. Yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I this was so funny to me when it came out because I was like, yeah, I've been knowing this. Everyone's been knowing this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's obvious. Also, I literally had been to the TikTok offices and been like, I know you guys have a fucking viral button. I know you do. I know 100%. You do. Touch it on my post. And they're like, that's not a thing. Like, we can't do that. We can't do that. That's not real. Like, I'm like, I know it's real. And then this article came out. Are you joking me?
100%.
Lying right to my face.
It's kind of fucked up.
It's basically the same all with the, like, Elon shit. Where, yeah, like, Twitter's sitting there like, nope, nope, we don't do that. We don't do that. And then Elon takes over. Like, actually, they did all of it. That's Instagram saying they don't shadow ban. Of course they do.
Yeah.
Of course they do.
Yep.
Kylie Jenner. Yeah, social media.
Not even real, man.
Kylie Jenner reveals baby name. After nearly a year of Kylie Jenner keeping her and Travis Scott's baby boy's face and name a secret, Kylie revealed the name of her baby as Air alongside the first picture of his face. I don't hate that name.
Oh, I can't.
Yeah, so
it right.
I actually heard that this is not a joke, and I don't know if it's real or not, but it was trending the other day that Air is like roughly translated to mean my penis in another language. I forget what language. Maybe like Arabic or something like that, but I forget.
Okay.
Well, I don't think I'd like my kid to be named my penis.
No.
That's what I mean. That would suck, wouldn't it? Yeah, I want to know what language it was that it translated into, but yeah, that like Air translated, and it's like a slang. It's like a slang word in their
language.
And
that's why they did it?
No, I'm sure that's not why they did it. I think it's now been found out after the kid's already been named that.
Yeah, it's Arabic.
It means my penis.
Yeah. It's Arabic? I was right?
Yeah, okay, cool. It's slang for like a common slang word for my penis.
Oh.
Oof.
So,
tough one, eh?
Yeah. Huh.
That's tough. That
it's
tough.
Like, oh, what's up, little Air? What's up, little baby Air? What's up, little baby my penis? You know what I mean? Yeah,
that's tough. Like,
it is tough.
That is tough, yeah.
Kylie Jenner wears a lion. What is this? This looks like Trading Places.
What's that?
It's a great movie. Eddie Murphy. He looks for a queen. Not Trading Places. Coming to America.
Oh, yes. I know that movie.
Yeah. James Earl Jones wears this exact look. I do not like this look. I'm such an animal guy. I wish the animal was alive and bit her head off.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
I don't think it was a real alive lion, guys. I think it was.
Yeah, it's not
I don't
real.
Think it was a real
it's
lion
not real,
head.
But still, it's like.
Okay, that changes a little bit. I did think it was a real lion.
No, they didn't put a real lion.
It changes a lot.
Oh, the Kardashians wouldn't do that?
Well, this is a fashion show she went to.
They want to kill a lion and put a stuffed lion on somebody?
But she's wearing the designer they went to go watch.
The Kardashians would wear a real lion. In fact, I think if you ask people, like, is it real or fake? Most people are like, of course, it's the Kardashians.
I just assume everything's fake now, though, because everyone gets such backlash for wearing real.
Doja Cat was also the show and was completely bedazzled.
See, yes, I don't like this look.
I think it's cool. It's giving like Lady Gaga.
You think it's cool?
I kind of like it.
Does it scare you, Josh?
It looks so evil.
It's a little scary, but it's cool.
Yeah, she looks like she's an X-Man. X-Men. Batman X-Men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of stuff that I'm skipping because this is a long episode. We got a million more headlines here. I'm going to go through them quick. Kim Kardashian speaks at Harvard. People got mad about that. I've said this a million times. No, I don't think anyone knows who Kim Kardashian is if they don't put out the porn with Ray J. That was on purpose, and Ray J has the receipts. But that doesn't explain her empire. Like, you know, there's plenty of people who have been in porn, put out a porn, and don't have the business empire they have. So, yeah. I mean, they're doing something very, very smart.
Yeah, she's clearly a businesswoman. Yep.
Flo Rida wins lawsuit in Celsius. Don't really care. Vanessa Hudgens reacts to ex-Austin Butler's Elvis voice. Is this something we want to talk about?
I haven't seen this.
I haven't heard about this.
So, Austin Butler and Vanessa Hudgens dated for 10 years, broke up when Austin Butler began filming for Elvis. He now dates, Cindy Crawford's daughter.
Taya Gerber, whatever.
Gerber, yeah. In 2019, while they were still together, Vanessa Hudgens told a story about how she heard Austin sing an Elvis Christmas song, told him he needed to play Elvis, and eventually that came true. Okay. Flash forward 2003, Austin Butler retold the story about called Vanessa his friend, which set the internet into a blaze. Whatever. That's a non-story. The guy's dating somebody else. You don't want to be bragging about your ex-girlfriend.
Fair.
Yeah. Date for 10 years. Yeah. I mean, I didn't understand why people were that mad about it, too, because I would refer to my ex-boyfriend as my friend, too.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's almost more respectful in a way to, if you're dating somebody now, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's probably better than saying my ex, right?
Yeah.
My friend. That puts it more in like a present relationship. Like you guys are still cool, you know?
Yeah.
All right. BFF's corner. Dave, me versus Demoxo. We got to get her on. Haven't they offered to come on here?
Yeah, I think they want to.
Or something, but yeah, she's going to come on at some point.
Okay.
What was the battle?
It wasn't really a battle. So if you recall, last week they told the story of me going into the iPhone store in New York. And I'm like, just didn't happen. And then they reposted being like, we should have clarified. It wasn't recently. It still didn't happen. That chain of events, I've never skipped a line at the iPhone store. So whatever. It's not really a battle. I just put faults. I made a Miley Cyrus album. It's fire.
Yeah, I'm intently looking at it. You're kind of skipped a lot.
Oh, okay, Brie. Well, this should be good.
What? I mean, you only put...
Zombie? Maybe the only one I can think is their cover of Zombie.
You only put three songs on from Bangers, though.
All right, well...
But it's good. It's good. It's like good, but I feel like there needs to be more bangers on it. Bangers was a banger of an album.
You want me to make you a Drake playlist, Dave?
Did you share this with the public, Dave? Like, can we play it?
Oh yeah, it's shared. Yeah.
All right, I'll give it a listen.
Do you want a Drake playlist?
No, I don't. I've been watching all his videos from the Apollo because he played at the Apollo.
Yeah,
and it was pretty cool, right?
Savannah went, right?
Yes, she did.
How'd she say it was?
Pretty cool.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
I watched some of the clips. A lot of this. Yo, my name is, like, not a lot of singing, but whatever is your cup of tea.
Well, he's not a singer; he's a rapper.
Yeah, right. He talked like I can rap, so I don't know. We have different cups of tea. I like
rise.
Yeah, that's a banger. Brie goes to Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yeah, this was the best night of my life. I'm a
How
big
did you
SNL.
Get tickets to this? Aubrey Plaza, too, is like an A-plus.
Aubrey?
Plus.
That's pretty cool.
It was the
That's
best.
That's pretty dope.
My,
How did you get tickets?
Friend's dad was directing.
What?
Yeah. Huh?
Your friend's dad?
Yeah. He actually works here.
Works where?
At Barstool.
Your friend's?
What?
My friend's dad. My friend works here.
Oh, they've seen the dad.
No. My friend works here and his dad was directing.
Directing what?
SNL.
He's the director of SNL?
Yeah.
Do you know, SNL is my favorite New York experience I've ever had.
It was the best night of my life.
So I feel that. I've tried to regain tickets for it and never been able to.
Yeah, I don't think I'll probably ever be able to go again, but...
Wait, do you only get to go once?
Best night ever.
What's that?
You only get to go once? What do you mean?
It's
like really hard
like
to get into.
So hard to get. Which tape? So for the and I grew up on it too. So it's, that's you and Aubrey Plaza?
Yes.
You motherfucker.
Look, I have my arm around her. We kind of look like sisters in that too.
Did she, like, was that, what kind of photo is that?
So this was the after party. And I was like, oh, she's my role model. She's my everything. So the whole night I was like, I have to ask her for a picture, but I don't want to be the person to ask her for a picture. And then it was 6 a.m. and I'm like, she's drunk. I'm drunk. There's like 30 of us in this room. I'm just going to go ask her. And I like word vomited some shit. And she was so nice. Talked for a little bit and took the picture.
That's cool.
Yeah, she was, you know what? So cool.
It's crazy. I thought Aubrey Plaza was you, and you were O'Malley when I first saw this picture.
That's like crazy.
Half a face. Yeah, it is crazy.
Yeah.
Right, you see Madonna was there too.
Madonna was at that after party, yeah. And then, yeah, ooh, Madonna was there. Everyone was there. Great. It was fucking wild. So fucking
name big. Dropping.
I didn't get an invite to the after party. Fuck. Yeah.
And we went to the after party, which was even cooler. It was.
Yeah,
we,
so has my to be. Host was, it has to be. Julia, there's two afters. Awesome host. But,
yeah. This is the one I wanted to go to, so I saved like my ask. We saved our ask for this one.
Who is a musical guest?
Sam Smith and Kim Petras.
Mine was Jonas.
Sam Smith.
Oh.
Yeah. It was awesome. So, and for those of people who don't know, they filmed twice. So they do, what is it, a 8 p.m. and a midnight, or is it 10 p.m. and midnight? They do two shows. Which show did you go to?
I went to the midnight one.
So I went to the early one, and what they do at the early one is, and it's kind of cool. It's not the real one, but they work out their jokes and they see how the crowd reacts.
Oh,
no camera.
Cool.
You can't bring your phone. So like we watched it, and then you go home and you see what they put in and what they changed, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, it was cool. Oh, you know who cool. we were sitting next to too? Hunter Biden, because Joe Biden.
What?
Joe Biden had a cameo on the episode, and we were sitting next to it was his grandson, and I look over, I'm like, why does he look so familiar? And he just looks at me and Grace, and he goes, hey, I'm a huge fan of you guys. We're like, what? You're Hunter Biden? And then we look down next to us, and it's Michael Gray Gubler, friggin' Ager Spencer Reed. And I was like, what the fuck? This is the best episode.
I don't know what you just said at the end, but that's crazy, Hunter Biden being there and just being like, I'm a fan of you guys.
Yeah, we were like, what? It was so crazy.
What a night. I'm jealous.
Yeah, Tony Hawk was there
that
too.
Is
super jealous. Dave has rich people problems. Yeah, this I tweeted that my TV, they didn't center the TV.
This is kind of preposterous though. Did you ask?
I'm raising hell. I'm raising hell. That TV will be centered come high or hell water.
But that is like the craziest thing I've ever seen. Craziest. For them to think that that's just crazy.
And we had to dig up the drawings. It's centered in the drawings. It's just a debacle. I'm jealous about Aubrey Plaza.
Yeah, but it sucks because like I feel like I'll never have a night that great again.
It's crazy it's like, to see how now? They do everything, right?
Yeah, like, everything it was so moves. Cool. Yeah. Now I want to be on SNL.
Very cool experience.
All right, guys. So Proper Wild is a clean all-day energy shot designed to boost your energy, focus without the jitters or crash, which is the best part because with energy shots sometimes comes a crash, but not with Proper Wild. So there's no preservatives, no artificial sweeteners, no horrible chemicals, just a natural tasting energy shot with clean ingredients that work. You can try their newest flavors, strawberry kiwi, apple, and lemon lime. This one's a strawberry kiwi. This one's my favorite. I've been drinking this all week long. I love me some Proper Wild. And like I said, there's no crash and it actually tastes good. It's all clean, no crazy chemicals in it. So you can go to properwild.com/barstool to try Proper Wild 30% off. Make sure to check it out.
I got my papers. I gotta tell you, I'm excited.
Me too. Like,
I don't get excited a lot, but I don't know how we pulled this off. We have Scar Girl from last week's episode, which we had a lively debate. Is the scar real? Her name's Annie Scar, and she's here. So let's bring her in. And we are going to figure this thing out.
Let's
once
do
and for
it.
All.
My heart is beating. My heart's beating.
I'm excited.
I know. This is awesome.
check. Can you guys hear?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, we can hear.
Who's this guy?
Hi. I'm Nicholas. I work for the university, so I'm just getting her set up real quick. So.
You can hear her?
Okay.
I can.
You mean Dave?
Yeah, I can hear him.
Here.
I can hear him.
Dave, okay. I mean, Josh, can you?
Yeah.
I can't hear them.
You can't, Bree?
No.
There you go.
They're that must be on our end, no?
Thanks.
Can you hear them, Austin?
Hey, Annie.
Hi.
So we're just waiting. Can you hear all us?
I can hear everyone besides.
That doesn't make it. How can we hear them but not her? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, what? You can't hear either, Austin, right?
No. Josh, can you talk?
Hello.
I hate not being able to talk right now.
I know.
I know.
It's not possible.
Well, it's possible. Crazy. It's happening.
It is currently.
Billy, come on. I need to hear her.
Can you see her, Brie?
I can see her, yeah. And Austin can't hear her either.
This doesn't make any sense.
Maybe Brie disconnect and reconnect?
Should we disconnect?
No?
Yeah, one last one. I'm bringing Andrew.
What?
I'm talking to Andrew. Just come back in one last time. This doesn't make any...
I can't stop staring at the scar.
This doesn't...
I just spit it.
I can't wait that much longer before I start.
I know, but you have to.
I know, I got to start throwing some questions around or something.
Yeah, I know, right? Come on, Brie.
Jeez, got me intrigued.
How could this
possibly happen? I'm leaning heavily towards this being real right now, just for the record.
The scar?
Oh, really? Okay. Yes. I don't know if I've made my opinion yet. I haven't seen her face on the screen enough. She's got to like start talking so it starts showing her.
We can hear everyone except her. How does that make sense?
I can hear her.
No, I'm talking to Andrew.
I'm also like,
that's fucking bananas.
Is this like a High Point University app?
No, this is just our podcasting studio because it was either that or my dorm.
Do they make you wear that sweatshirt?
No, this is just what I was wearing to class.
Got it. You just are repping High Point through and through.
I love my college.
Clearly. Okay, good.
Can tell, yeah. Sign in the back. I like
it. Brie, you got to get going here.
I know. This is fucked Brie. Up, man.
Wait, can Brie not hear me? I'm confused.
Yes. Josh and I can hear you perfectly. Brie can't hear you at all.
I'll just watch, I guess. Read lips.
Do you want to redo the Zoom? Close it out?
We're going to get out and go back in.
All right.
Don't say anything juicy while I'm gone.
All right. Can anyone? Is it good now?
I can. Yeah, I can hear you.
We can't.
Ooh.
That's so weird.
That's fucking crazy.
Yo, who's that guy peering in the background? Who's that guy peering in the background? You gotta watch her.
Are you just in like the who's the guy behind you?
Oh, we're good.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
He was my technical person. I don't know how to use a MacBook, so he was setting it up for me.
That's crazy. I thought like that was kind of an older thing. All right, so I guess
give us one last thing. All right.
So, well, weirdly, Brie can talk to us and is going to hear our voices. So, Brie, if you want to like translate a question,
I guess. Okay.
Yeah. Now we can play a game of telephone.
What are we doing?
Sorry, this doesn't usually happen.
Yeah,
am I bad luck?
No.
Yeah, you guys just start and we'll see if we can figure this out in the background.
So continuing, I'll set it again. We have Scar Girl, super excited. Annie, we're going to try to get to the bottom of the scar. Brie, for whatever reason, cannot hear Annie. She can hear me and Josh. So you're just going to, now she's muted. Austin, why is she muted? Unmute her.
I feel like we're talking to nobody out here, Dave.
What just happened?
Yeah, we're here. What's up?
What do you mean, what's up? Why did you mute? And now I'm on echo, but why are you muting Brie?
Oh, because we were trying to talk in the background to fix, but yeah, we can take that off.
Just ignore Brie's out, but she should be able to talk to us. Okay. And stop changing it because we're starting, and then you keep changing it, and we have to start over.
Okay, okay.
All right. For the fourth time, here's where we're at. We have Scar Girl Annie, super excited. We are technical issues because Brie cannot hear Annie.
I can hear Josh, everyone besides Annie, and I was so excited to hear Annie talk.
I mean, what'd they do with your voice?
I don't know. They're silencing me. Wait, you can't hear
Josh,
me?
Because now your voice sounding... sounds like a robot. Dave, have we filmed the podcast before? Is this our first podcast?
For the fifth time. They said, this is plenty balls. God. Don't touch a computer. All right, we won't.
We didn't. That was
it's a fever dream. Right. We're in a fever dream right now.
Okay, let's roll the tapes.
Right. So, all right, we're going to go.
Okay.
Sweet. Let's just go.
The scar.
Okay.
So what now scar? Exactly. We talked about this last week. And I love this controversy. People are saying it's fake. Brie is 100% in the it's fake camp.
I am. But I think it's a good move on your part. But it's just, it's changing so much.
To go
much.
Viral.
Yeah.
To go viral.
I respect the move. But I don't know. I could be wrong. I don't think I
Now, your hair is big time covering it. So,
sorry.
All right.
It's the mic. The headphone.
You're sticking with, as we go into this, it's 100% real.
Yes.
And how did you get it?
See, that's personal.
Oh, see, that's where you get right. What do you mean? Did you get attacked by a bear or something?
I did. I just spilled a lot of water on. That's okay. I did explain this on my TikTok, in a really long paragraph. It's like a kind of a recent video, but I don't know why. It's just one of those things, because I don't know if you see my comment section, but it's filled with like, I'm not reading that.
All right. Well, this is all. Do we have the paragraph? Can we read? What do you mean you put it on your TikTok and you won't tell us what it is, though?
Well,
how personal?
No, like I mean, it's just like the original scar is from something personal, but that.
But you
isn't,
say
like,
what it
the
is.
Whole, no, I just
You've
say
never
it's like personal.
Said what it is.
I've never said the direct like cause. But that's just because, like, I don't know. That's, like, one of the things where I feel like social media, I don't know if they need to know every little thing about me. But that's also kind of where all of this, like, everyone just, I don't know, my comment section goes crazy. But I don't think, like, that wasn't the issue. I've had, I've had this for 2 years. And, like, not once have I brought up my scar until, like, recently. Like, the past couple months, if you scroll back on my account, I think I posted 2 videos when, like, the first scar happened. And then, like, nothing, because I never wanted to, like, make my account about my scar. It was just the moment everyone was going crazy recently, so I figured I'd bring it up. And I can understand why people would bring it up, but...
I'm trying to think what could be... So, you got the scar 2 years ago.
The original scar.
I mean...
So, why are you saying original? So why are you saying original? What happened to change the scar?
So, I had an original scar. It didn't really, like... fade correctly, so like it didn't heal correctly what we were trying to do to help that heal, and I just, you know, I tried a new set, like a separate treatment, because I was like, I really just, I don't know, like having it on my face is like I embrace it, but I was trying to get rid of it, and that caused a chemical burn, which is why I say this is a completely separate scar, because it's when you see, like, go back on my account, you see it's like way longer. That's when it was healing from the chemical
burn. Looks upside down too.
Yeah, because it's like literally not even, it's just curves. Not even the same, like it's just not the same scar. But first it was like a little tiny straight line, now it's a complete curve. And
which seems, I'm not like a scar guy, but seems impossible. Like, what do you mean it's not the same scar? You got a scar and just jump places?
No. It's like two separate injuries. And that's what another thing, I go back on my TikTok and I explain that multiple times. And like, guys, I'm not saying, like, this is not the same
what
scar.
What was the second one? Or are you saying that's personal too?
No, that was...
No, Dave, she's saying, yeah, chemical burn. She's saying she tried to treat the first scar by putting it on, like, what, a treatment? And then
I put it on
a chemical reaction? Sloppily,
yeah, so that's why it was so much longer. And I had to wait for the burn to heal to start anything else. Which is why it's like, it's not up here anymore. Like, I love those videos where people go like in depth and they're like, let's figure this out. Why does it change? I think you guys did one of those, like showed one of those.
Well, yeah, it's on the thing. All right. So
okay. Also,
we're trying to get to the bottom of it.
It's hilarious to me. The one with the side by side, because, well, first of all, obviously it's like the two separate injuries. And then second of all, like I use the beauty filter on my TikTok, especially in like bad lighting.
I can hear her.
Oh,
you're in?
Yeah.
We did a little
workaround. You can take
okay.
So she, I don't know if you heard, Bree, she will not reveal the original source of the injury.
It's from something personal, I said. I know that you said.
See, this is what, Josh, this is awesome.
Just keep going.
I told what, I literally was like, don't touch it. Just let us go. He can't listen.
Right. Because now the flow has been unflowed.
Correct. Awesome. Stop. It won't.
We just put
we can pick up the flow.
Dam
okay.
in the river. We just put a dam in the river.
We can pick the flow. We can do it.
See, it's such a tough situation to put inquisitive minds like Josh and mine and Bree with this personal thing, because that can.
Yeah.
Because if you're lying, we have no answer. But if it really is personal, I don't want to push you. But like,
no, correct.
Was it a dog? Was it a dog thing? That
no, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. Okay. And I know, like, I think Bree brought it up. I don't remember. When I watched the podcast, someone said it was from, like, a dog scratch. I was like, it's just not from a dog scratch. But I can tell you that, because I don't know why. Personally, I feel like it's, like, a little bit weird that people push so much on social media. And, like, I'll say things that people are like, oh, how'd you get it? I'm like, oh, raccoon attacked me. Or, like, I just, like, say, like, little things just to mess with people. Because I think
that's
it's funny.
The most natural, like, this scar thing when it came. Like, I wasn't aware of it till last week. But that's the first natural question. Like, how'd you get the scar? And let's say you were lying. The answer of, oh, it's personal is the perfect answer. It's like, all right. Well,
perfect cover.
I guess. Like, that's fair. But I just, it's
where you trying to get it off. Like, that Bree says you didn't put it, like when you had the remover on, you weren't actually putting it on your face.
See, that's another thing I didn't really understand, because you can see, like, in the video, me, like, my face going back, like, the my cheek going back and forth and, like, back and forth. I don't know. I'm looking at the inverted thing of myself, and I'm confused which side I'm touching.
Have you ever had somebody else do it? Be like, hey, yeah, nerd in high school, coming in here.
Yeah, also, in high school, people used to, like, spit on their hands and, like, wipe my face to, like, see.
Oh, that's pretty gross.
There's, like, crazy stories.
Yeah, why would you
stories.
Let that happen?
Well, I, like, wouldn't... I'd be, like, sitting at lunch and someone would come up behind me, like, that was friends with me. Because, like, it's just one of those things where it's, like, I don't know, it's, like, a joke to most people that know me. They're, like, this is crazy that people think that on social media. But,
That was going to be my number one thing, is I've never seen anyone from your school post about you not having a scar. And I feel like... If you were going through the effort of putting on makeup every single day, or you were faking it, someone must have, like, had a picture. Someone
like
must have had something on campus.
What, do we have pictures of her with it?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean? Everywhere she goes.
No. And, like, you got... What year are you in college?
I'm a freshman.
So, like, your senior prom.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got, like, your senior grad
book? On my Instagram, my senior prom, you can see I have my scar. My graduation, I have my scar. My senior pictures. In my yearbook, I have my scar.
Who'd you go to prom with?
I went to prom by myself. I wanted to have, like, a me moment.
I can't figure this girl out. I can't figure scar girl out. Like, that's the perfect answer. I was going to be like, let's get this guy on the phone and find out if it's real. It's like you have a – you're like
Dave, I'm just
ahead.
So calculated. I'm four steps ahead of you.
Yeah, big time. It's like, hey, where's your date? I went alone. Hey, how'd you get the scar? It's personal.
I'm just programmed.
My cheek was moving. It doesn't look real. I was on real. Yeah.
If you like,
it's only because of the difference of how much it's changed.
Oh my god! And 100%.
I think I'm siding with real, guys.
Wait, you think it's real, Josh?
I think I got it. I'm now siding with real after I've had this, like, even just like whatever 10-20 minute conversation. I feel like there's been no stuttering. There's no, there's been no lapse in the story, nothing.
It did at first, and especially through the treatment. Like, when I got the chemical burn, I literally could not smile because I would smile and it would start bleeding, and it also was just painful. It hurt for, like, a little bit. Like, I think it just got, I don't know if this is, like, a thing, but that should happen. I need to go back to my dermatologist, I think. But, like, sometimes I don't know if it gets, like, sore. Like, it, like, feels bruised. It's, like, a weird thing. It's, like, tight. But I also, it's, like, scabbing over from the treatment. Like, it's not, that's why when people are, like, I used to know, like, there's videos of me up close. Or, like, you can see texture. It's, like, yeah, that texture is literally a scab. And, like, I wipe a Q-tip on my face and I rip off part of the scab. And, like, you turn and they're, like, oh, my God. She, like, pulled off part of, like, the scar, like, the fake scar. But, like, you turn and there's still a scar there after
the
video.
So is this thing going to go away?
Probably not. It's probably going to be, like, all of my other scars on my body that I have. It's going to be, like, a light, faint brown. But all the way away, no. But that's also, like, okay to me. Like, I'm okay with it. I embrace it.
Why would you want to get rid of this scar?
Well, I could say... I don't know. I feel like as a teenage girl, and especially without, like, any... There's not, like, many platforms or people that make you feel like that's, like... okay and like really good to have. So like I feel like especially going through high school with it was almost like I felt like I was embarrassed to have it, and I just like it's like rooted inside of me and it's just like, oh, I don't know if I should cover it or not. Like it's like, but like I also don't want to cover it because I feel like I get DMs all the time of people who are saying like, thank you, you've helped me embrace my own skin, like you make me feel better about like my scars. So it's like, I don't know, I found like a reason to not cover it, if that makes sense. But I still, if I have the opportunity to like fade it, like, I'm still going to. I think anyone would.
I don't know. That's kind of how you're known. You're on this thing. It's like, it is cool. And like, it's kind of the vibe now, no? And it doesn't, you can barely see it. I think I'm starting to lean towards the things real. But I mean, I would be doing my job.
Yeah, now I feel like a dick.
Oh, you can.
No, you just.
You can
honestly,
hear now?
I can kind of hear, but I'm echoing, so I'm trying not to talk too much.
Oh.
But I can
echoing
hear
for us.
Yeah, you're not echoing for us.
Okay.
You think it's real now, Brie?
Well, I don't know. I still am skeptical, but now I just feel like a piece of shit if it is real, and I'm just sitting here being like, that shit's fake, you're a liar.
If it's fake, you got to throw her off a bridge because you're a diabolical psychopath.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to realize if this is fake, I don't think you can ever come out and say it's fake. Nah.
Yeah. If it's fake, I'm screwed. But
and you're like a wonderful liar. If it's fake, that's my point.
Thank incredible you. Liar. You're a incredible liar. If you're
lying. Yeah, commendable.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome, I think.
Yeah.
So, what do you think about Mads Lewis calling you out?
Okay. I think it's like really cool to like, at least I idolize the fact that, like, big creators have like, they can say whatever and like people are going to listen to them. And like, that's really cool. Like, that's a cool idea. Like, I have like, I don't have that many followers compared to it, but like, even when I say stuff, like, I can see like it influences some people. So I actually got that video sent to me like through my DM from some fan. I was like, wait, what? Like, I didn't think it was real because like I've seen like the trends, but I've never seen anyone like super famous, like some of the big platform show.
You know
it,
who
and
came
I go
to your defense?
Yes, I do actually.
Josh's ex-girlfriend Nessa was like very, very adamant, like, leave her alone. She like,
yes, she
it's
was
so mean. Now, you seem to be, unless I'm not understanding, taking it kind of with a grain of salt. I mean, you're on this podcast. Seems like are you having like fun with this controversy, or does it bother you?
I would say, like, I was upset when I saw Mad's video just because I felt like using it was like a step back because I've been trying to use my platform to show like you should embrace your scars, you shouldn't hide them. And then I feel like if she's making fun of it, it's just like almost like some people like are going to look at it and be like, oh gosh, like, I don't know, like, I don't want to get made fun of for my scars.
But you can't. But I don't want to be like a dick.
Yeah.
But you're like too classically, like, you're a pretty girl. Like, that's not the scar doesn't really affect your look, you know?
No.
You really think you're going to be like that?
I mean, I've gotten
like,
people I've had people comment saying that I looked better without a scar on my face. So I think it, honestly, people will make comments about whatever you look like. But like,
like, in a weird way, to me, if you were like the leading advocate of like, here is Annie, the advocate for scar people, I'd be like, get the fuck out of here. Like, she's like, really,
she's just
like,
pretty.
That's not a real, like, this, like, to me, you're not suffering with a scar. Like, there's going to be a part of you that's like,
I'd say I'm very thick skinned. Like, I feel like making a joke out of it, like the hate comments, is just the best direction for me, because if I sit there and I like curl up in a ball and I die, then they get exactly what they want. Like, that's all like TikTok hate is. I just want you to just like cry in a corner. Like, why would
and
I
what
do that?
Do you want, like, you're on this podcast, you've kind of blown up because of it, like, are you trying to get into this world of like Creatorville?
I mean, yeah, I think it'd be interesting, especially because, like, I mean, like, for my personal reasoning, like, when I was in high school, I didn't see anyone like me on TikTok, like, making it seem like I really didn't address my scar, and like I made it seem like it was just like a part of me. Like, I didn't see anyone like that on TikTok or like anywhere on social media, and I feel like I want to be the person that I needed in high school. So like, that's like my motivation. Like, I think it'd be really cool to have a platform just to like bring that type of awareness
to scars. You're talking,
yeah,
you're never gonna be that person.
Why do you think, Dave? Are you saying that she can't just because she's a good-looking girl?
Cindy Crawford, who is like my generation, like arguably, and her daughter now looks like exactly like her, the Kaya or whatever. But Cindy Crawford had a mole. She can't be a mole spokesman. She's a fucking gorgeous woman. It's like, yeah, the mole looks good on Cindy Crawford. Some ugly woman with a mole. She's like, embrace your moles. I'll listen to her. I'm not listening to Cindy Crawford. Like, she's too pretty to be a scar spokesman. Like, if I'm ugly with a scar, I don't need Annie, who's classically pretty. Like, no offense, your life isn't that tough with the scar. Does that make any sense? I'm complimenting you and saying you can't be a scar spokesman all at once.
I agree with, like, no, I don't. Okay, I don't agree with you. I can see where you're coming from. I think it's
like,
more
like,
like, I would rather I
seriously. And she's
I think how I
like,
but I feel I think how I feel about how I feel about myself with like a scar on my face is different than how people might see, like, oh, it's just some pretty girl with a scar, like, oh,
that's
tough
fair.
Troubles. But like I might look in the mirror and I might be like sometimes I just look in the mirror and I'm like, damn, like, there's girls that didn't have to go to the senior prom with a scar on their face, like,
that's fair.
Lucky them. But also, like, honestly, I could see myself taking my platform in a different direction because everyone has scars. Like, maybe they're not all physical, but like, that's the whole point. Like, that's
well,
like,
your scar became an issue because people thought it was fake.
You're right.
Not because, Yeah.
But people also have always brought up my scar. Like 2 years ago, I still had a video with multi-million views about having a scar in the first place.
But that could also be, and again, I don't want to be, this is where I sometimes get myself in trouble, but I'm just telling the truth, I think. Like, I don't think you get any grief about your scar or it's a fake scar if you don't look like you look, because people will be more like, it's like John Hamm. You know John Hamm, the actor? He's like, mm-hmm. Oh, I have such a tough life. I have too big of a dick. I was like, oh, shut up. It's like you're perfect. Like, it's tough to hear it from somebody who's just classically attractive versus, like, if someone's on there pouring their guts out and is not attractive and has a scar, I don't think people are going to be like, that's fake. Boo-hoo. Yeah. I think it's a different reaction.
I mean, like I said, I can see where you're coming from, but at the same time, like, I get so many DMs from people that are just, like, so thankful about what I'm doing. So, like, I can see where you're coming from, but at the same time, I see so many, like, actions and words from people that just contradict that point completely, which is why there's still motivation. If I thought that it was pointless and I thought that people weren't going to listen to me and brush me off, I would have stopped.
Okay. Because there's... Bree, what do you think? You've been quiet. You're listening.
Yeah,
you think she can be a scar person? A scar spokesman?
I mean, I agree with you. You're very pretty, and it's hard to be like, I'm the face
boo-hoo.
Of scars
it's hard
when,
to,
yeah.
when you're just beautiful. But I also understand where you're coming from, where we don't know how your scar affects you. And you look in the mirror and you Fair. Could be like, this fucking sucks. I have a scar on my face. So I could see it. But I would agree with Dave with the, you're yeah. probably not the best
No, I don't think
face.
I should be like, yeah, you're right. But if I can... It's more of the fact that, like, if I can create something where other people, like, with scars come out and start feeling more comfortable posting theirs, maybe they can be that. And, like, maybe totally. That's going to
yeah.
work better.
Start, for start the trend. Start the trend.
Like, I see TikToks of people who are, like they, like, at me. And they're, like, I feel more comfortable showing off. I'm, like, that's amazing. Like, maybe people don't want to listen to me because of
no, that
my
is,
looks.
People are.
But.
That if people exactly. are doing it, if people are but, doing it, then it's being done. So right. you can't argue with like yeah. posts that are exactly. being posted.
But the flip side of it, I think the whole controversy is the combo of your looks, the scar. It's like you're just using that to get into a different area, which is a, you know, an influencer. Because if you didn't have the scar and you
I was
were on
actually,
the show, I like, all right, I'd be like, well, she's a TikToker. Like, I wouldn't think twice about it.
I hope no one pulls it up, but I've actually like had like a little bit of TikTok fame two other times pre-scar in high school.
That's the point. I think that's the point. So yeah. I think people would be like, okay, the scar is – everyone's looking for their angle nowadays. How do I get into this? And the scar is like, is it real? Is it fake? What was it for? I mean, clearly you want us to pull it up. You mentioned it. So what were the other two?
Oh, they were just like me like – It was, like, me dancing, like, at my high school with my friends and stuff. Like, it was just, like, little for fun accounts. But, like, yeah. they
you
were...
You had, like, some followers on there?
Yeah, I mean, the first ever account I made has, like, 70,000, but...
Okay,
this whole
okay.
is going... This may be the greatest con in the history of cons.
I know.
I can't tell.
I'm telling you, I'm a genius, Dave.
Because...
It's like I'm programmed.
Well, it's programmed. You have... It's like you've sort of gone viral... You've had other accounts. You have the look. What puts you over the edge? This scar controversy. But you won't tell us where you got it. Fine. Personal. I'm not going to ask again. I don't know. I guess I'm still leaning real because you are a genius if you're answering and talking like
She's
this.
She's very well
with
spoken.
It being fake. Correct.
Yeah. Hey, Annie, do you have any plans to go to LA anytime soon?
Oh, no.
So
just,
what if like
I mean,
what
like,
if I
I'm
like
in,
what if I got you a plane ticket and then you flew out here so then I could examine the scar IRL?
I What's mean, IRL? Like you could you yeah you, in real life.
In real,
you
life.
Can do that. But like I said, like I am currently enrolled in college, so even
that's
like
cool.
This,
we
like,
just need like a
miss,
day.
Like I'm missing a class to do this. Like I. Oh, we see, like,
miss
if I, like, opportunities
miss
came up,
class.
It's...
Those are the answers that make no sense to me. It's like, I'll
yeah,
buy
miss, a, miss another
LA.
Class. I'll buy
like,
you a ticket out, miss a
You're
class, do a weekend.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, it's, here's it's the thing, good. I wouldn't give up everything I have here if there wasn't, like, valuable opportunities. Like, just, like,
How
I, like,
do you
if
know
I can't,
valuable
like,
opportunity?
I'm not saying it's not, I'm just saying the fact, like, I see purpose in, like, sharing my message. So like,
your message, your message can be shared. Your message will still be shared.
No, my plan is to
drop out of school.
No, I
you don't have to
I think
drop
that,
everything.
No, Josh, that would be cool.
Wait,
okay,
wait,
we're gonna do that. We're gonna do that. We're gonna do
the
that.
The message then. About scars? Is that the message?
Embracing your scars, not feeling like you have to cover them with makeup or be ashamed of them.
I can't get. Yeah,
that's
be,
a great message.
I can't get heads or tails. I can't.
That's a great message. So come it to is. LA, and we're gonna figure it out in person.
All
and
right.
Then I'll know if it's
do
real.
People
I'll
do all right, Josh. College come.
I'll
up
join
to
you in
you
your
and
spokesman.
Ask about your scars.
Yeah, where? Yeah.
Oh,
right.
No, people are like so nice at my girls. They're so supportive. No one treats me like. Like
TikTok.
That, like, I think
like,
a couple. I've had a couple of friends who have like, you know, like they've wiped it, they've tried, like they've done those things, but it's like a joke. Like no one's sitting there
like us.
Can we?
No one's sitting
here
like
can
us.
Can we bring in that producer?
My producer.
Whoever
he's
helped
gone.
You with this shit.
He's gone. She said.
No, he's like
answer.
Actually.
She
no,
answer.
He's like he's like actually
you
gone. All,
I know you have. Every
he's the
answer. Social. Yep, you're nine steps ahead, like you said.
Maybe even 10 at this point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Am I getting an A+ yet?
Yeah. No. All right. I guess if you get out to see Josh for an IRL in real life, I'm leaning towards it's real, but
I think it's 100% real,
but I don't know. It's, I don't know.
I guess Josh will have to figure that one out.
Yeah. I'll figure it out. Don't worry.
All right.
Josh will get to the bottom
Annie.
Of it.
This yeah.
Thanks,
I guess I'm like 70-30 real 70 just because you're really 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 brilliant and devious if it's not.
Yeah, that I want it to be real at this point because I'm like if it's not you're fucking scary.
Yeah, like the FBI and CIA yeah. have to like put her on yeah.
they'll recruit your ass for sure.
All right, thank you Annie.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks, Annie.
Thank you very much for coming. See you in LA soon.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Could be all
for sure.
Whoa, what? Yeah, I mean,
what?
For sure.
What is
absolutely.
Wrong with you guys?
Yeah,
come on. I mean, we'll see. Maybe if it's like, you know, Friday night, we're not doing anything after I check with the scar. Me and Annie can go up for dinner or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Don't fall
as
for
long
it.
As it's all right, Italian.
Sounds good. Okay, we can hit Italian. Yeah.
All right, cool.
All right, Italian sounds good.
There's a date. All right, thank you.
Josh Rizzards.
See you later.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
She cannot be a scar spokesman.
I know. But then it's
guys,
like, you can't. We just sound like dicks being
her.
Like, you can't be a scar salesman.
But she can't.
Yeah,
she's
you
too
guys.
Pretty.
I know. She
you
is.
Guys sound like dicks.
What?
Yeah, you guys are the worst. You guys are the worst. I would never talk that way about Annie.
I'm not saying she looks like Cindy Crawford's not comparing that. She's, but it's like, she can't. She's famous for a mole, but it, in a good way. Like, whatever. I don't know what to think.
No, I don't think Annie, there wouldn't be a controversy around the fact if she's telling the truth or if it's a lie, if she wasn't attractive.
Yeah.
Like, no one would care to question it. No one would care to question it. If
she'd
like
be the most
she wasn't
person
a,
on the internet.
A,
yeah.
100%.
Oh yeah. If she wasn't a very good looking girl, no one would care. No one
right.
would care. And everyone
she
would just
has
go on
a little
day.
Bit of it's like if you're crying about the scar. It's what I said. It's like people take a look at her like, oh, please, cry me a river, like big fucking whoop. And then it goes even more so. The fact she was viral before, I don't know. And again, it's the thing. It's like, all right, it's personal.
That See, that's so the conversation I missed. That's the conversation I couldn't hear. So she didn't tell you what it was from?
No, she says personal.
No.
And we said it's like, who
but,
knows? What if that means like a guy hit her? Like,
yeah.
That's fucking
yeah,
personal.
That's why you don't want to dig into that. You don't want to dig into that if it's something really messed up. You know what I mean? And that's also why I was thinking, like, if it is something really personal about the reason why she got the scar, there is going to be more, like, of a mental tear, like, breakdown or, like, kind of, like, what's that word? Stress on, like, your mental if people are talking about it all the time, too. You know how she was saying? Like, it does affect me. Like,
that's
when I look in the mirror,
it
affects
scar.
Me.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
she,
yeah, like,
yeah, she
did that makes sense.
She didn't, like, say that in so many words. She was more strictly, I felt, about her looks. She's like, it's okay to love your, like, self. It's like, well, yeah, no shit. You got, like, a royal flush. So, like, obviously you're, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if she makes it out there. That was a weird answer when she didn't answer. I was like, most, like, she clearly has an interest in being an influencer.
Yeah.
So, to be like, Josh, be like, hey, coming out of LA, we'll do something. Like, that'll get 1 billion views. She's like, I don't know. I got class. Like, what? I don't know.
I think the flip script. I think she's down. So.
Yeah. I think she'll be out there with you.